broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Just In, broadcasting live from the HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum here in Chicago, Illinois. I'm very happy to be here. Blessed opportunity. And before we begin too much, I want to certainly say thank you very much to the Business Radio X team. The moment they heard about this opportunity, they stepped up and underwrote the show, produced the show, flew to Chicago to do it for me. So, Stone, you're on the air with me, and I appreciate you greatly. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you are more than welcome. We are delighted to do it. I have been looking forward to this for a long time, and I know you've got a lineup of just some fantastic guests with a great deal to offer the broadcast.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we have a 90-minute show here lined up for you, and fairly action-packed. We're going to have guests about every 5 to 7 minutes. I'm starting off with basically a marquee guest I'm very fortunate to have, and we'll move over there in a moment. But hopefully everybody knows the HIMSS annual conference. I think this is my 17th year attending HIMSS, so it's one of the big things I look forward to every single year. And it's just an amazing opportunity to be here today. I think 40,000 people. I know my next guest is going to dive into a lot of the logistics and the specifics and the details of the annual conference. But it's an amazing time. A lot of friendship, fellowship, leadership occurs here at the annual conference. And so, again, just a phenomenal opportunity to be able to broadcast live from here. And I think this is the first live radio broadcast from HIMSS. But I'll probably learn more about that here in a little bit. It's certainly the first live broadcast from the Venture Plus Forum, but it very well be the very first live broadcast that we've ever had for a HIMSS conference. So before anything else, I'm going to move on to our very first guest, which, again, I'm very excited about. He's a friend. He's actually one of the true leaders in our industry. He's not only the president and CEO of HIMSS, but I remember in the very early days, in the first season, couple of days that we were founding the EHR Association, this gentleman stepped up and decided that to partner with us. We were in infancy. We were only about six of us, I think, in a hallway. And this gentleman decided to partner with us and give us a home to set up our association, which became quite a large association. I just left their board meeting a few moments ago. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Steve Lieber, President and CEO of HIMSS. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much, Justin. It's my pleasure to be here today with you.
So, again, Steve is just a true thought leader in the industry. Hopefully you've all been to the HIMSS annual conference or certainly participate in the chapter meetings. All 50 states have them. It's a great opportunity for leadership, advocacy, just engagement in really understanding what's happening in your ecosystem, how you can provide leadership for our industry, and how to engage your peers. So I love HIMSS for that reason. But here we have Steve. So I know this is a very busy time. This is basically the Super Bowl for you, Steve. So thank you for taking the time.
You bet, Justin. It is. It's an exciting time. It's you know, that point in the year where we all just get so jazzed up about what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, technology, and we're actually sitting here at the Venture Plus Innovation Forum, and, you know, that's all exciting and all, but what it accomplishes in driving healthcare to a different place, bringing about safer, better quality care, that's really what gets us going and gets us up at, you know, 4:30 in the morning for the next week, getting ready for this and executing on this event. But it is all those points you just said in terms of what goes on here, in terms of the networking and the education, the opportunity to demonstrate innovation, as well as experienced products as well. It's just a fantastic environment that we think is a must for anybody who's in this business.
I couldn't agree more. So tell us about HIMSS annual conference this year for 2015.
Well, we're sitting here on, let me keep track of the days. This is just Sunday, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Sunday, we've got just under 41,000 people that have registered. And quite honestly, our peak day for on-site registration hasn't hit yet.
I know.
So we'll end up probably in the neighborhood of about 43,000 plus people here in Chicago this week. We've got some 1,300 companies that are exhibiting across some 1.3 million square feet. feet of exhibition space. We've got nearly 300 educational programs that are going on over the next few days. So it really is. It's a dynamic environment. And as I say, we're sitting here at the Venture Forum, which really is one of those it's becoming a signature mm-hmm. event of the HIMSS conference. This is where we create the forum, the venue, for those startup companies to come in and show what they have done, what they're developing, pitch in front of investors and see what's possible. And it really, it's just a very dynamic experience here sitting in this audience.
So where did this actual forum start? I know Howard Bird was available and helped lead the charge initially, but you certainly, you know, supported it. So tell me about the early days.
You know, I've been very fortunate, and your story about the EHR Association, I think, is a great example of exactly the same thing. I've been very fortunate to have people come to me with great ideas. I'm not the one coming up with the ideas. People like you and Howard and others are. And this has got to go back at least a half a dozen years now. I've lost track in terms of concept of recognizing that the future of healthcare is innovation in technology. And HIMSS had been very focused on existing technologies, and so it really resonated with us when you came to us with the idea. And so each year we've developed it further. We've added components to it. The audience has grown. And so, as I say, it now is a really solid anchor event of Sunday each year at HIMSS.
Yeah, this is my first year here for the Venture Plus Forum, but I like it. A lot of energy in the room, a lot of cool innovations. I'm going to have some of them showcased later on in the show. But, you know, I think this is phenomenal. And so thank you very much, Steve, for certainly supporting it every single year. So now looking at HIMSS Annual Conference this year, what can we expect to see? What's new this year?
One brand new thing is the HX360 program. This is a series of activities, some educational programming. There is an innovation center on the exhibition floor, focusing on a little bit of a different target audience. One of the things that we recognized is that we've been very successful reaching the information systems, the technology world, but there's another man or woman who we need to get to, too. And that's the CEO, head of the organization. Obviously a critical individual in the decision-making around adoption of technology. So we've created an event for that audience. We've created educational programming exclusively for them. We've created an innovation experience exclusively for them that's going to speak their language, demonstrate things on a level that they can recognize value from. It's not technology speak. It's not technology presentations. It's very much executive management focus. And so this is an exciting piece and mm-hmm. something of a strategic step for HIMSS as we go outside of what have been our traditional core audiences, expanding it to include this circle in terms of our target as well. So that's one piece that I'd highlight as being very new. Cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. Big issue in terms of what we're all dealing with right now. We've created a cybersecurity command center. And it is a demonstration of about two dozen companies and the latest innovation they have in terms of using new technologies in terms of trying to lock down the data situation in terms of healthcare. That is a very dynamic new pavilion that we've created on the exhibition floor. Topics, things that I'm hearing more to this year is around population health, focusing on more of managing health than managing health care. Right. And this is something we've all talked about for a few years. We're starting to see more and more traction around population health and then an extension of that, connected health. Connecting patient or citizen to provider, to family member, to support groups, all of those types of activities, very much we're starting to see increasing traction on the consumer side. I'm not going to say we're still quite there in terms of I still have much higher expectations from the airline industry on e-commerce than I do on the healthcare side, but I'm getting there in terms of demanding that kind of interface, electronic interface with me, and we're starting to see that showing up here.
No, that's terrific, and I agree completely. So What are some of the big keynotes that we're going to see over the next couple of days?
Well, the tomorrow, and I think this is very much an indication of what I was just talking about, the U.S. head of Walgreens is the opening keynote speaker. And, you know, that is, in and of itself, as the keynote speaker at HIMSS, a somewhat transformational event, and recognizing that retail healthcare is a major player in the world that we live in. And then later in the week, we have President George W. Bush, who will be speaking. I'll have the opportunity of about an hour with him, Q&A, and talking about a significant figure in health information technology. I mean, he's the one who issued the first statement about the goal of establishing an electronic medical record for every American. And there have been, you know, subsequent administrations kind of carrying through on that thought. But, you know, his administration was where that thinking first began. And so it really is, I think, very fitting to have him with us this week talking about where we were 10, 11 years ago when he first made that statement, and get his assessment of how do we do, how are we doing, what else is left there to be done.
No, actually, I remember working with the Bush administration back then, and that was the framework for strategic action in 2004.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He and his administration and Dr. David Brailer, and I think Tommy Thompson was the head of Secretary of Health and Human Services at that time.
At that time, that's right.
Yeah. So actually, that brings me back. That's when we were founding the EHR Association, mm-hmm. the exact same time.
And you know, Justin, it really kind of amazes me that we are talking 11 years later, because I remember even back then, you know, what I thought then were old guys sitting around saying, you know, we've been talking about this for 10, 15 years or whatever. Well, you know, now I'm one of the old guys sitting around talking about, we've been talking about this. But it really is exciting and professionally rewarding to see what we've been able to accomplish in this time.
No, I completely agree. That's terrific. So now, HIMSS, next year, where are we going to be?
We're in Las Vegas next year.
And is it for the next 2 years or just next year?
We're rotating, at least right now, between Las Vegas and Orlando.
Okay.
So the challenge we have with an ever-growing show is there are only a few places where we can fit. We also have to look at affordability. This is a great venue. It's actually one of the easiest venues for us to do the HIMSS conference here in Chicago. But Chicago's an expensive city. We got to recognize the impact that has on our exhibitors as well as our attendees. And so we try to keep the cost down as much as possible. And so for right now, we're focused on Las Vegas and Orlando as two very cost-effective cities for us.
Oh, excellent. And I agree. Actually, my experience when I flew in here today was pretty phenomenal. I actually met up with a family member who just happened to be sitting next to me in line, who is also here at the show, and she paid for my cab fare to get to the Hyatt Regency. It was wonderful. And then the Hyatt Regency had my room ready for me. So that makes HIMSS, when you have an 18-hour day ahead of you, that makes the day wonderful. So my experience so far has been terrific here in Chicago.
Well, I hope the other 42,999 have equally positive experiences.
Yes, thank you. All right, Steve. Well, thank you very much, my good friend. I appreciate you. I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate your friendship, what you do for our industry, what you do for our companies, the platform that you give us to be successful every single year. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to us as an industry. And thank you for that, my good friend.
I thank you, and I do. I feel so blessed and honored to be able to do this work. I have to sometimes in the morning wake up and pinch myself to see if it really is real. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. You got it.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.